Today's Gospel, we are carrying on with the 10th chapter of John, which is the discourse on Jesus the Good Shepherd. Really, in today's Gospel, we hear the contrast of two different kinds of shepherd, or really a good shepherd and an imposter, and also the flocks that are then going to respond to the voices offered by those two leaders. On the one hand, we have the Good Shepherd, Jesus, who exhibits a genuine care and solicitation for his flock to the point that he is willing to lay down his life for the sake of his flock. And the motivation here by the Good Shepherd is one of love and relationship. It isn't based on any kind of self-serving principle, but out of his relationship for the fold, out of his love for them, he then is willing to give himself up completely for the sake of the flock. This really then corresponds to the interior voice in the human heart, or the interior order which has been written in our heart by God, that ultimately is experienced when we are able to give ourselves in self-serving love to others. We experience a concomitant joy and peace and fulfillment in our life that confirms us and says, this in fact is what you were made for. And this is that correspondence with what resonates in the human heart as given to it by God and the voice of Jesus the Good Shepherd, who is God himself. The second voice that is represented today is that of the hireling, who is trying to do the same job as the shepherd, but his motivation is entirely different. His motivation is primarily out of self-interest. How can the flock serve him? And what can he get out of his job working to look over these flock? But because he's motivated by self-interest, at the first sign of trouble or danger, he's going to abandon his post and leave, because after all, his motivation is himself and nothing to do with the flock. And therefore, self-preservation leads him to not lay down his life for the flock, but to go and run in a different direction. And this is the voice in our world, which again is going to be an imposter compared to the Good Shepherd, which is really trying to attract fallen humanity, to say, you will be happy if you possess more, if you can use more, if you control more, if you have more, and if you're more preoccupied with yourself. And these are really the two contrasting voices that we hear of in today's Gospel. Interesting enough, Jesus also says in the Gospel, I have other sheep that I must go and call. And here what we're really seeing is every single human being has this interior logic of God written into our hearts to say, you're made for love, you're made to be loved, you're made to make a gift of yourself for others. But we have to use our free will to respond to that call, and to say, yes, this indeed is the voice that I'm going to listen to and have mark my life. In other words, we have to declare ourselves to belong to the fold which is led by the Good Shepherd. When we ask ourselves, why is it so that we have this interior logic and order written in our heart for this rule of self-gift, of love and relationship? And Jesus gives the answer in today's Gospel too, when he says, I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. See, in the interior life of the Most Holy Trinity, which is a life of communion, relationship, and love, it is the Father precisely who sends the Son into the world as a gift, and the Father and the Son send the Spirit into the world as a gift to help carry out this work of transformation within us. And because this law of gift, relationship, communion, and love is at the heart of the Most Holy Trinity, for we then who have been created in the image and likeness of God, it only makes sense that this has been written in the deepest recesses of the human heart. And this is the reason why it corresponds so well that when we do things which are self-sacrificing and loving, that we experience a genuine satisfaction and fulfillment in life, because this precisely is what we were created for, this is what we were made for, and this is what it means to respond to the voice of the Good Shepherd and to have this resonation together in harmony to say, This is the voice that I desire to follow. This is the voice that corresponds with what thirsts for in my heart. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us ask God that truly for the grace that we would overcome any temptations toward selfishness and self-interest and egotism, and that we would give ourselves to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow his example of being willing to lay down our lives out of love and communion for one another. Amen.